Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to play on and stand strong with Drodo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Drodo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the championship rounds of Drodo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Great to have you with us. Kalena Azubuki in studio for the next hour, and we are streaming live on the website, 957thegame.com.
Uh-oh.
What's the issue between you two already?
It's an ongoing issue.
It's the opening sentence. You're looking at each other. You're making faces. You're mouthing words. What's the problem?
Go ahead, Lo. Tell them where it all stems from.
It stems from... Dibs just continues to look at the camera, 9 o'clock, lights, camera, action. This is not our first rodeo, and he's staring and doing his thing. I'm like, dude, calm down. It's not your first time being on TV. Just calm down, enjoy the stream, relax.
First of all, the camera's behind me. I'm yet to even turn around once. I'm looking
Maybe
at you.
Maybe wait to it. Let the people at home know.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thanks for watching.
Don't try to be
hard. 957thegame.com. You can watch us bicker at each other for next hour if you'd like.
Sounds right.
Is he accurate?
No, he's typically inaccurate. He's as accurate as a David Carr, Joe Montana take, which is to say,
wow.
Much like David Carr's football career, well wide of the mark. This all stems from his wildly inappropriate manhandling of me in the kitchen from 2 hours ago, where he all but physically restrained me and prevented me from going about my business. So,
stuff off camera, on camera.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
It's
HR
the thing.
Issue.
It's crazy. Exactly.
HR issue.
Do you need to bring that? Thank you, Kalena.
He's gonna call HR.
Right. I gotta bring this on air. For what? For who?
For you, and because you tried to make it seem like I'm just dying to see the camera. I haven't even looked back there once. Maybe just once. So there you go.
Kalena Azubuki, it's great to have you in as always.
Good to be here, yeah.
I'm sure that you deal with the same thing as you guys get set to go live. You, Pop, Saint, whoever it may be, screaming, yelling at each other, and then you go live and you put on a hell of a show. So,
oh, yeah.
This is show business, right?
Yeah, that's how it goes. We don't really get along off camera. No, I love those guys. I got an issue I got to address, though.
I like
before
this.
We get started.
It's about time.
So, a listener of this show, can't remember when it was. It was maybe a week ago, a couple weeks ago, or something like that.
Yeah.
But after the last time I was on here, they were saying you guys were talking crazy about me while I wasn't here, maybe talking about the scooter breaking down, maybe talking about how I was a little late.
That's real.
My back while I wasn't here.
The white guys did it, brother.
Stabbing me in the back.
To bring everyone
what
up
was
to speed,
that about?
It was either last week or 2 weeks ago when you were coming in. You end up making it on time. You missed it by like a minute.
I did.
You live in the city. You like to commute via the scooters.
Yes.
The scooter broke down. You let the producer know in advance.
True.
And you got here. And what you're claiming is after that, we were talking behind your back.
After that,
or before that? I don't think we knew.
It was after that, for sure. How could it be before that?
It was
after that.
Why are we talking trash on
a listener of this show?
We came in the next day.
It was before.
No, because
it was before. They were like, Clinton's, he called, the guy's on a scooter. He's in the city, big dude on a scooter. Can you imagine
that?
No,
it was after for sure because I think I came in. I came in another show after that.
Yeah, I want to say.
And then someone was talking about it.
Huh.
I was at Oracle and they were like, you got to give it to Jolo and Dibs. They were talking crazy about you behind your back. What was that about? I was listening. I was laughing.
Is it?
What was that about?
Just one counterpoint, Clinton, before we proceed.
Yes.
Is it really behind your back, quote unquote, if we're putting it out over the air? Isn't that the ultimate of like?
Because I wasn't listening,
come and hear
so it was behind my back.
Well, that's an interesting debate.
That's
an interesting debate. We didn't say it to his face, but we didn't exactly say it in.
And I didn't have a chance to defend myself, rebuttal, anything like that.
Well, 888-957-9570 would be one way, or the Chilton Auto Body text line 957-95.
You can line up with the rest of them.
We'll get there. You wouldn't have taken my call.
I would argue that. I'd argue that if we were busting you up, which I don't remember, but it certainly sounds like.
Yeah,
so
it could
think
be on
it.
Brand.
It's obviously a sign of love.
Yeah.
Those we bust, those we choose not to bust up, are those we don't love.
Sure,
those we don't love.
I was thinking about KD talking about snakes in the grass. I was kind of feeling him there, but I don't know.
Or Magic Johnson talking about Rob Pelinka being a snitch who needs
Did
to get a
Did you catch any
snitch.
Of that this
true,
morning?
True, yeah, I saw some of that.
Crazy. Of that.
We'll get to that. Let's start with Draymond, though. I mean,
yes.
Help me out here. This is next level. We've seen him play big in the playoffs before, and maybe it's recency bias. Maybe I'm watching these games take place now, and I think it's better than what I've seen before. But good God, man. 20 points, 13 boards, 12 assists, no KD. They need him now more than ever. He's hyping up the young guys. He's talking the great stuff with Jordan Bell. I mean, he is completely next level right now.
He is. He willed them to victory in game three. That was his game. He did it with his words. He did it with his play. The defensive plays he makes. He makes ridiculously good defensive plays just look routine. It's an everyday defensive play for him where he stabs at the driver and then falls back, jumps backwards and breaks up the play. He helps and then steals the pass. He had four steals in that game as well to go with his triple-double. I thought him pushing the tempo, pushing it after makes was huge in that game, keeping the Warriors' energy up. And he was their motor, and then on the bench, the encouragement to Jordan Bell after he missed the dunk, and then making the play, getting the assist to the Jordan Bell dunk. I think it was maybe the next play where he actually dunked it with two hands, so he got the assist all the way around there. On the offensive side, he's aggressive at the right times. He is playing at a different level right now. He looks fast. He's playing at a different speed than the Blazers are, and the Warriors in general, they're going to follow his lead. And he's a tone setter, so the Warriors look like they're playing at a different speed than the Blazers are right now. So he really kind of took over that game with his energy and the way he played. It was really incredible.
How much of that do you think is linked to the fact that he's really stopped complaining about calls? We go back to game one against Houston, which will go down as one of the most complainingest games in the history of the association. Since then, 8 games, he got the one tech when he was taunting Chris Paul. But he's averaging over that time 14 points a game, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. Is he able to find that next level when he just plays basketball and doesn't focus on the Zebras?
I honestly don't think it's linked to that at all, because I've seen him have really good games where he's talking crazy to the refs the whole game, and he looks angry, and he plays really well angry. There's certain players where you could say that was the case, and it seems like if they're complaining the whole game, it kind of take him out of their games and throw him off rhythm a little bit, but I don't think that's the case for Draymond. I think he's used to just arguing and exerting that kind of energy on the refs, and it just goes with who he is. The intensity, the motor that he plays with, he's just a fiery guy, and yeah, he hasn't really been complaining as much. He just kind of reacts to whatever the call is and then lets it go now, but I've seen him have games where I think he's going to get kicked out of the game. And at the end of the game, we're talking about how Draymond was just incredible and it was another Draymond-type game. So I can't really say that.
Do you love when he gets a rebound and his ability to push the ball up the court? How much pressure does that put on the opposing team? Do you watch this guy, whether he's pushing up the ball, whether he's throwing the ball up the court? What is his thought process, and why does it look like it's always he's always playing at another speed than everyone else?
It puts an immense amount of pressure on the defense, and I love his mentality, because he was talking about after makes, sometimes the offense is still kind of rejoicing, or whoever made the shot is still kind of rejoicing, and there's a split second there or a little bit of time where they're just kind of relaxed and they're not as focused and ready to play defense as they would be after a miss or if they're expecting that you're going to push the ball or if it's a turnover or anything like that. So Draymond gets the ball out the rim, or man, if it goes in, someone takes it out of bounds, throws it to Draymond, and he's gone. And he's putting pressure on the defense, and he's already by maybe 2 or 3 guys. So it's kind of like a fast break. He's like a one-man fast break, and he gets into the paint. And a lot of times no one's stopping him before it's too late, before he gets into the paint. By that time, he knows where his shooters are. He knows where guys are running on the wings, and he's making plays. It looked like magic there in that game. So the assists, the rebounding, a lot of times he's getting the defensive rebound, and he's able to push it. And everybody knows once Draymond gets the rebound, he's going to push it. So they take off, and it's just beautiful basketball. And they're scoring, especially with the guys that got out there now. If they can get out in transition, get some easy baskets, that's going to keep their flow going offensively, and it makes it much easier for them to score. So I think it's brilliant, and hopefully he continues to do that.
Update from the world of the NFL. Mike Garofolo, NFL Network. Redskins linebacker Reuben Foster carted off the field just now. Left leg injury, sobbing as he was driven back to the team facility. So, Redskins practicing today. Former Niner linebacker Reuben Foster carted off the field with a left leg injury. He was sobbing as he was driven back to the team facility. Keep it locked here. We'll keep you updated with everything that's taking place all around the NFL and beyond. 95.7 The Game. Klenna Azubuike in studio with us. Speaking of Draymond Green, we had a conversation this morning, long-term prospects, whether he's going to be here, whether he isn't. Naturally, we always get into that sort of stuff. Dibs brought up an interesting point. The knock against him 3, 4, 5 years down the road is that his body's not going to hold up really well. But then Dibs brought up an interesting point, which is essentially you're not buying that anymore. Like,
no.
What would make you believe that the body's going to break down?
Year 7, you look at his numbers, and scoring is up when it needs to be up. Assists and rebounds, minutes played, they're all steady across the board, and he continues to be one of the better defenders in the league. So I was saying, I myself am now leaving the camp of, oh, you can't sign him long-term because his body is going to break down. Has he shown you enough this year in particular, the way he lost the 22 pounds, the way he's playing in the playoffs? It seems like all the other teams that are remaining right now are running out of gas, except this guy, he doesn't seem to be running out of gas at all. Is he an electric vehicle?
That's a good leave on your part. I'll just tell you that. And you got to factor in his newfound love for SoulCycle. And
right.
I think he's
right.
going to continue to do that. And it's worked for him. He's lost weight. He's doing it. And you're right. He seems like he's in better shape than everyone else right now. Now, you talk about the injuries this season. Maybe that made him kind of refocus when it came to taking care of his body and making sure he eats right and getting the SoulCycle and all those things. But I really think he's one of those guys that will continue to do that. And he's seen how it's worked for him this season. He's seen the results. I'm sure he likes them. Why would he not keep doing that? So I think he's definitely a guy you can sign long-term and not really be worried about him getting out of shape. I think he's a self-motivated guy, and there's certain guys that you can be concerned about once you give him that big contract that maybe they'll just kind of shut it down, but he's just not one of those guys. He's already made a lot of money in his career, and he's still finding new ways to kind of reinvent himself and SoulCycle and all these different things. That should excite you as an organization and really make you trust that he'll continue to do whatever it takes to get his body ready to play and get the most out of himself.
Do NBA dudes, do they lift weights? Like, what's the best type of workout program to have if you want to be in the best NBA shape? Is it mostly cardio?
Depends on the body. Because for me, I didn't lift too much weights because I felt like I would get too
big.
You
just look like that naturally?
It's a lot of it is genetic. I didn't lift weights.
Fair.
I worked hard and everything. But for me, if I...
Oh, you're talking to him. I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, he's straight cut. You're...
If I sniff a weight, I get bigger.
Something.
If I sniff a weight, I get bigger. That's just kind of how it is.
God bless
so
you.
So for me, I was more body weight stuff when I was in the weight room. And still to this day, I like to do planks, pull-ups, different things like that. And make sure I get the cardio in. And Dibs, you know about that. That's kind of your workout.
Planks is what
well.
I do when I go take a 2-hour nap. That's my idea of planking.
Planks is where he goes to drink.
Seriously. Shout out Oakland and Plank with Happy Hour. Doesn't exist.
Oh, my God.
But certain guys with a different body type, if you're a little skinnier and it takes you a lot more to put weight on. We've seen guys like that in this league.
Steph, he's a guy probably have to lift.
He has to
do
work
some
harder.
Things, work,
to, yeah.
He's
to
pretty
maintain,
shredded.
Yeah.
To make the definition show.
Yeah.
He's lean, for sure.
Some guys, like he's alluded to, certain body types have to do a little bit more to get stronger, get bigger, to hold it. You're probably Embiid, your guy from Philly.
Not my guy.
You know what I'm saying?
How about this?
Okay.
Stop eating so much fast food. How about that? That's
exactly.
his biggest
and
problem.
And that's the other thing.
How about just eat an apple for a change?
Yeah. What you eat is really
important. Everyone's not my guy. I'm sick of that. Hearing about that dude. That dude catches the flu twice a playoff series.
Yeah.
I get the flu once every 5 years.
Some guys got to ease up on the carbs.
Yeah.
Right? You got to figure out whatever your nutrition plan is, whatever works best for you. Some guys need more carbs and more protein, all those things, because they struggle to keep on weight. That's a huge thing, too. Sure. If a guy, maybe like even Steph, he probably is a guy that has to probably eat more and make sure he focuses on his eating to keep weight on, because you're playing a lot during the season and you're losing a lot of water and all those different things.
And KD
not a problem
too,
for this room.
No.
Putting on weight, not a problem for this room.
No. No.
Seriously.
Hey, so what can Portland do to put some weight on to extend the series?
Wow.
Lorenzo
Neal.
How are
you going to put some weight on this series? I love
it. Put some weight on this series.
Good luck answering that one.
Yeah.
Well, so one of the things that the Warriors would like to be better at is second quarters. The second quarters of the last two games is where the Blazers got a big lead. And why did they get a big lead in game three? First of all, Nurkic is more effective when Steph isn't on the floor. So he's not really getting exposed defensively when he was out there
Nurkic.
In the second quarter. Not Nurkic, I'm sorry.
Cantor.
Whew. I apologize.
It's all right. Kick save and a beauty.
Oh, you wanted to be playing Denver for you
is
could be
more effective.
Well, that would be Jokic. Nurkic is on Portland.
Nurkic is on the bench.
Let's not try to mark each other.
I came in for the save, and he tried to vulture my save. Stay in the bullpen. I got
thank you for the save.
You're welcome. Cantor, please continue.
Cantor is more effective, so he's not getting exposed on the defensive side.
Sure.
And he was offensive rebounding. He was sealing guys. He was using his size down there. I thought Myers-Leonard was the reason the Warriors were being hurt when they double-teamed a lot because they threw the ball to Leonard and he was ready to make a play a little more than in the past in this series. And that was good for the Blazers. They need more of that. And then for the Warriors on the offensive side, Klay Thompson, he's got to kind of hunt his shots at the beginning of that second quarter. And sometimes the Warriors seem like they're trying a little too hard to get him shots. So everybody's got to be a little more aggressive that's out there. Just run your pick and rolls with Quinn Cook or whoever it is. Kind of like the mentality they have at the beginning of the fourth quarter where they've been extending leads and doing a great job there. So the second quarter needs work for the Warriors, and I think the Blazers are looking at that quarter trying to attack.
Are they broken, though? Get their big leads.
And then somehow they got to figure out how to maintain that because Warriors pick up the intensity and the aggression on the defensive side. And the Blazers got to figure out how to handle their double teams. And the Warriors are throwing doubles at Dame. And Dame and CJ got to figure out how to be more effective and involved when they're getting doubled. Because they're easy to take out of the game because they don't really move as much after they give the ball up. Like with Steph, he gives it up and he's sprinting. And Klay Thompson's moving without the ball. Those two guys don't really play well without the ball. So those two guys have to figure out how to be still involved once they give the ball up and see if they can get the ball back, see if they can move without the ball a little better. But that's just not something they do, so I don't think they're going to be able to make that adjustment. And then Dame, I feel bad for him because he's playing with, I think, a separated ribs or something like that. And that happened in game two, I believe. Looney fell on him, and it looked pretty bad. So who knows if he's going to be able to bring any more energy than he is, but he's just kind of trotting around. His body language didn't look great, but he is playing injured. So I think they're pretty much done. I thought the Blazers would at least win one game, and they could tonight. We'll see, but it's going to be tough for them.
Real quick, because I know you wanted to jump in. For those who are having trouble with the live stream, we have made the adjustment. Just refresh your home pages, 957thegame.com. It's up there now. The easy link, big picture, can't miss it. If you want to watch the show, Clint Ozebuki in studio with Joe Lo and Dibs on 957 The Game. Thank you, Lo.
No worries. My question, do you think they're broken? I made this analogy earlier, and Dibs said no, and he kind of questioned me, and I want to put it out there to you. You've been at some rec, played in some parks and playing a game. And you've
played basketball before.
I've played basketball.
You know, and you're playing a pickup game with some friends, and maybe you're down 19, playing to 21. Maybe you and a couple of your boys are down, or you're on a scrub team. Maybe you're down 19 to 10. Are you going to, at the end of the game, and the guy's got a fast break, are you still hustling? Is it a situation where you look at Portland and say, I understand, being in this situation, in a tight situation, you're going to play differently than you do when it's sweep. So I asked that, and Dip said, no, I would still go. And I just don't know if guys are going to fight as hard when you're down 3-0.
I would still fight.
Thank you.
I think it says a lot about who you are and the pride that you have if you're still able to fight when you're frustrated. And it depends on the person. And I do think the Blazers are looking a little defeated and frustrated. And it's tough to be better at working through frustration. Like, even if they were practicing right now, how do you simulate frustration and working through that in practice? So I do feel like they're going to have a tough time. But I expect them to fight. Honestly, they have some pride. Damian Lillard is playing hurt, but they still have CJ McCollum. He looks tired at times. But they will probably fight. And if the Warriors are able to punch him in the face early, then maybe you see their body language start to go the wrong direction and they start not to work as hard. Because the Warriors in Game 3, that was one of the things we were thinking about too. The effort plays that the Warriors were making were so much more than what Portland was able to give. And they were giving multiple efforts on the defensive side. You got Klay Thompson chasing guys down, blocking from behind. I believe that was Evan Turner that got blocked from behind. You got Steph Curry working without the ball, running all over the place. Draymond Green, who we've already talked about, is everywhere. Steals, rebounds. You think he blocked one shot, too. So everybody that came in the game was making plays. McKinney. So when your leaders are playing that way, everybody else is going to follow suit. And if you don't, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. And you got Steph and Clay and Kate and Draymond working like that. Then McKinney's going to come in the game getting offensive rebounds. Looney comes in the game playing well. You got Quinn Cook coming in the game. Hesitation moves on Zach Collins getting to the basket. So everybody follows suit. And then the opposite was the case for the Portland Trailblazers because their leader's body language was in the basement. So everybody else was kind of having a tough time giving that effort and continuing to fight when they realized the Warriors had the momentum. There's nothing they could really do to stop it there in that third quarter.
I don't know. Does that mean a funeral? You went to Dibs, he didn't agree. You went to Kalena, he didn't agree.
I don't know if it means a funeral. We'll
let it marinate because we got to go to break. We'll let it marinate, but you can continue streaming us, 957thegame.com. Great to have you with us. As always, you can hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. Warrior playoff coverage on 957 The Game, presented by Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. All those great reads that I'm dumping on you at the end of the segment, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. More with Kalena next, but first, here's Anna with what's coming up on The Game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Amazon. The Warriors up 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. Dubs look to close out the series tonight in Portland. Game 4 coverage starts at 4:30 with Warriors Live right here on 95.7 The Game. Andre Iguodala had an MRI yesterday after having soreness in his lower leg. The results came back clean, but he is listed as questionable. Should Andre play tonight? Joe Lo and Dibs will discuss and ask Kalena, who will stay in studio the rest of the hour. They'll also talk about Draymond Green, who posted his 7th career triple-double in the playoffs. Sharks get blown out by the Blues 5-0. San Jose now on the brink with St. Louis up 3-2. Plus, Magic Johnson talked about why he stepped down as president of the Lakers. The guys will get into his controversial comments. And coming up, will someone bend the knee? Stay tuned to find out as we're streaming live on 957thegame.com. Just go to the homepage and click the play button. Plus, we have Bet 162 at 9:45. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bears' number one sports station, 957 The Game.
Joe Lo and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Not just on 95.7 The Game, the radio airwaves, but 957thegame.com. You can stream the show live. You can watch all of us as we sit here and talk. I didn't know it was going to be this popular, but it really is. And I'm not just kidding around. I'm getting texts.
Some traction with it.
Our boy Luis is shooting it off like had never checked it off before. They love it. They love watching us. We should redesign the studio, put some more cameras in here, and do this thing full time. Start our own TV station.
Pass.
Wow. You couldn't even let the whole idea
come out.
Why are you against this? The people love you.
Do you want to really be for? You gotta always push a damn button every time I say something.
Oh, come on,
he's heated. Fair. You didn't even get come close to getting your takeout.
Exactly.
Hold on. You can push buttons all you want.
I love you.
Because you know what? Yeah, you should say you're sorry. Because over my shoulder as I'm doing my update, you're yelling.
Don't throw me under the bus.
Professionalism. Take the heat alone. Astounding at times. But anyway, you don't want to do the show live for the people to watch us?
No, it's a hard pass. I barely get an hour. We'd have to negotiate another contract for me to go 4 hours.
Sure.
I'm not doing it for 4 hours to sit there and have people continue.
What would you have to do differently?
He's going to storm out soon.
With the stream. What makes it more challenging? Now, another contract, I agree. Millions more. Millions more for everybody.
I mean, we got guys sometimes want to pick their nose, you know.
Who wants to pick their nose usually?
Don't be such a coward. If you're going to come at me, come at me directly.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. I'm not doing anything.
Oh, you're doing your little eye look thing where, ooh, look at Dibs.
You're on TV now, so people can see the eyes.
It's too much.
Incredibly odd.
It's too much for 4 hours. I understand an hour. We're giving the people what they want for an hour. But 4 hours of sitting here,
You don't want to have to put on airs.
Absolutely. Right. Don't have to put on a show for 4 hours, especially for...
Put on airs of being actually interested in what he does for a living. I could see where you wouldn't want to do that.
Maybe people want to see the disinterested thing. Maybe you don't have to put on a show. You just be yourself if people like you for who you are.
The most relaxed man in radio you could be.
You think you're cute too, huh?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm being real. That's real.
That is real. Yes, it is.
That's real.
All right, we got to get to some business.
Please, can we?
We've yet to have one of these. It's only been a week. But the new thing with the funeral take is if it's a long-term take that, you know, turns out to be wrong against a funeral, we are now offering opportunities in the spirit of Game of Thrones to bend the knee. Basically, it's our new version of blackjack surrender. You have a chance to get half your money back. You can avoid the funeral, but you do have to go through something to put yourself in a position where you acknowledge that you were probably wrong and that you want mercy from the people.
You actually have to get down on the knee?
We only do it in the 9 hour because we want people to be able to
see you.
Right. It is not figurative at all. This is literal.
Gotcha.
It's not metaphorical. You will be able to see it on the stream. And if you're not on the stream right now, get to it because you might have the opportunity here. Clint, I'm going to bring you in on this. There was a bet between Lowe and Dibs before the start of the Eastern Conference Finals. Lowe said that Giannis would score 30 or more points one or fewer times in the series. 30 or more, one or fewer.
It's only one game.
Right.
Would he have 30 or more?
Right.
One game. It's happened once.
Or none.
But we have a minimum of two more games to go, so maybe Giannis gets to 30 again and he's wrong. He has the opportunity to bend the knee if he sees fit. Dibs' counter was that Giannis would average 30 a game for the series.
Wow.
Now, this is a big problem because Giannis scored 12 yesterday.
Yeah.
So his average now is only 22 points a game. If he scores 40 in game four, which is a big number against Toronto and Toronto's D, that would only get Dibs' average up to 26 points per game. Dibs is in a lot of trouble. He's looking to avoid the funeral. Would you, Lowe, I'll start with you, would you like to bend the knee on your Giannis take? Do you see another 30-point game coming? Would you like to avoid the funeral?
I will not bend the knee. I think that...
Say what you chest.
I think what you look at what Toronto's able to do, and yeah, I know it's Toronto, so stop it. I know that Toronto, when you look at what they're able to do, they know Giannis is the guy that can hurt them the most. So they're bringing, it's all hand on deck. It's anybody but Giannis is going to beat us. So I can see this team not allowing Giannis to go 30 another game. I can see that.
The defiance would lead to an extra juicy funeral. We set you up so if you keep...
Why do you say it would, though?
Because this is new. The bended knee thing, I'd like to see it. I'm here for it.
Well, that leads us to Dibs. I don't think Dibs is all that confident anymore in Giannis averaging 30 a game. Dibs, would you like to try to avoid the funeral by bending the knee and acknowledging that the take was incorrect and that you have a new ruler?
Well, going into yesterday's game, the double overtime thriller, Toronto over Milwaukee, you're watching it and you're seeing Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I'm seeing him off the ball a ton. And Milwaukee's still doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And you realize, geez, they don't really rely on him, quote-unquote, as much as I had thought.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at the box score at the end of that game, and because I didn't have it to where I was absolutely locked in on every possession, you look at it, you go, what did the Greek Freak have, 25, 23, to 12?
23 rebounds.
Great. Great. What good is that? And oh, by the way, only three on the offensive end. So
what are you getting? Are you bending the knee? Is that what you're saying?
I will bend the knee on this one. Joe,
do we have some music?
I will bend the knee.
Some bended knee music?
I would imagine you're going to have to get in one of the cameras so all the people can see. I don't need to see. I could sacrifice on this.
Bend the knee.
But you have the camera right there if you'd like to get down on the knee and maybe say a few words, although it'll be difficult without the microphone.
Well, before I bend the knee, I'll just simply say that, and this has nothing to do with Lowe's take because Lowe...
Leave me alone. Go.
I'll do what I want to do when I bend the knee.
Yeah, you know what? He gets these are last words.
Yes,
it's his stage right now.
Exactly. And you know what? I was wrong about Giannis Antetokounmpo and his ability to score the basketball. Toronto defensively has done a great job. I don't think he's going to average 30 a game in this series. So I yield, Joe. I yield to you, almighty take. Not you particularly.
Of course.
But to the idea of Toronto's defense. So I will, in fact, be bending the knee.
Bend the knee.
This is the first time this has ever happened on the show.
This is incredible.
It's happening on the stream.
Jacotti.
95.7
Maybe move back just
a
little
bit. Yeah, get a nice, good knee bend there. Nice, good knee bend. Let the people know.
Basket
very
for a while.
Noble, Dibs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very noble. You may
takes
rise.
A big man.
Don't rise at night. You're not rising at night. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Dibs has bent the knee. He has surrendered. So now.
Ouch.
That take is off the table for you. Very noble.
So if, and I was thinking about this last segment, if Giannis, for some reason, does now average 30 points a game for the series,
I've
got to get like some sort of double funeral because I got off a winner, essentially. So I think we got to find a system where you bend the knee, you get out of a funeral, great. If he goes on to do what I had said that he was going to do, it's got to be some sort of a double whammy because I basically am a quitter.
But if it turns out to be right. For abandoning your take?
I'm not so sure that's fair. Bending the knee is just, you know what? I got it wrong. I'm admitting it. I just want out of this thing. I want to avoid the funeral. You humble yourself, humiliated slightly as you bend the knee.
Yeah.
And then you rejoin everyone and we move forward knowing there won't be a funeral. I don't think there should be any more punishment. Maybe there's a joke.
Okay.
Maybe nothing is
labeled a quitter for leaving a good take.
If Giannis goes out in game four and he's got 40.
And then he gets 60. Say he just goes nuclear.
He didn't sleep well last night either, too.
No, of course not. He's going to be extra motivated.
Yeah.
So if he ends up averaging 30 after I had bent the knee, I was thinking that there's got to be some like double punishment. But I know what you guys are saying.
Maybe a couple jokes.
I don't think
it needs to be official because then it's going to deter from people bending the knee in the future.
Yeah.
To be a legitimate option to get out of takes.
Fine, Dibs. Leave it alone now. You did what you needed to do. I thought it was great. I applaud you for it. I think the competition after he bent the knee, though, in my opinion, it should be over. So now we have two people with the take, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he said, I'm bending, I'm bowing out.
I think it should be
a wash.
He's trying to pull the plug on his own take.
No, see, that's not how that works.
You're saying your take shouldn't matter anymore?
Yes.
Man, so your confidence is really low in your take right now, basically.
Okay, so you're saying
no. What you're trying to do.
Okay, so you say I can't do it.
You can't do that.
Okay.
You didn't bend the knee.
It's all a poultry
take. If one person bends the knee, doesn't mean
two people are off the hook. So you don't even want to stand by your take? What if you get it right?
Okay,
you don't even want to stand by your opinion?
Okay, so.
Oh, come on, Lowell.
He hates the.
That wasn't me.
The sounds.
Okay.
Papa.
So with that being said, I'm going to stay with it then. Now, he was allowed to bend the knee. Now we also had another one. So since they just said, gave him a chance to, right?
Right.
Then the good book that we talk about said, how many times you forgive someone? 70 times 7? Did you just forgive?
Wait, what? 70 times 7?
That's 490 forgives.
I know what he's talking about. Yeah. I know what he's talking about.
You could just run wild in that Bible.
But this is fun. This is fun, though.
Okay, 490.
But that's just showing that
that's
God
a
is
series a, of serious, right. serious
it's
mistakes
showing,
I can make every
it's
year.
It's just showing that our God we serve is a forgiving God. So I'm making this point. I'm going somewhere.
Where'd that number come from?
In the Bible.
You basically always
it's all about them seven. 70 times 7. You got to have a 7 on everything.
Yeah,
so
7.
My thing is.
God was a dice player?
Instead of 7 out, though, with the Bible.
Joe's stuck on it.
No, make your point.
Make your point. Come on. Oh, don't
make
turn your mic off.
Make
sorry.
Your point.
Sorry.
Make it a safe
sorry.
Space.
Okay. So also, now we had another one.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I said, it'd probably go 7. I thought Portland was in a situation that I thought the series may go 7.
Oh,
Dibs
no.
thought it may be go 5. Anna was on 6. So they gave me an opportunity to bend the knee. Right?
Uh-huh.
They said after game one
right.
and then game two. And I refused not to. But I said after game three, I'll see if they lose, then I'll bend the knee.
Well, you passed up the opportunity to bend the knee, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Twice and quite defiantly.
Yeah.
So I want to. I'm
he
asking,
wants another
I want
opportunity
bend,
to
I want
bend,
to
the,
bend
knee.
The knee. I'm saying
when after the Warriors win another game?
Yeah. He wants one today to get out of his Warriors in 17.
After
now
the series is
Portland's
over, you want a chance
3-0.
To bend the knee?
No, it's not over yet. You just said that they still can fight, and you talked about they don't quit and all this stuff.
I'm saying you want to see how tonight goes before
I don't want to see how tonight goes. I'm willing right now. So I'm willing right now to bend the knee.
The answer's no.
So
that's
can I
the
do
answer.
That now? Hold on. I'm bending the knee today, like I'll do what Dibs did. Should I not have that chance not to game tonight? I'm just automatically. Just wanting to bend the knee now.
How many chances are you supposed to get to bend the knee?
You get one.
Just one.
It's the way it works.
He gave me
who
one
decides when?
We gave him one after game one,
okay.
And he was very defiant, which was fine. And then we came back in game two. We said, you know what? We'd like to see you bend the knee. We just assumed he would realize, man, I'm in trouble with this take. Again, very defiant.
Again.
That he was unwilling. Laid out how Portland was going to win every game at home.
Yeah.
All this nonsense. Now he's down 0-3 and he wants an opportunity to bend the knee.
I think it's a little too late to do it after 0-3.
That the funeral is going to be spectacular.
So you'd rather me die?
Yes.
Instead of bend the knee?
Your take.
It's not you physically.
And
someone slap your corpse. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Now,
yeah.
Everyone on Twitter.
Oh, come on,
people on social are so excited for this
excited.
To collapse.
Bro, 3-0.
It's 3-0. They gave you two opportunities.
Already, how many do you want?
It's like the man
only applies
who lives
in real life, not in a radio show.
It's like the man who lives his whole life.
Well, give me the, oh,
now as a sinner.
I gave you multiple opportunities, and you just were so defiant. And I kept telling you, you do realize if you don't bend the knee, it's going to get worse and worse. And I'm not bending the knee. Portland's winning all three. Oh, that's fine. Now you've reached that point where you realize maybe I should have bent the knee, and no one is there for you now. Mm-mm. This is what's called accountability. Accountability for the actions. The millennials, Gen Y, they're all running nuts. No one wants to be accountable. We're holding people accountable on this program. That funeral is going to be 4 hours for you. God forbid they win tonight. We're going to have all the callers call in to eulogize you.
And yeah, and now they want the callers to call in and you like,
we told you it was going to be
crazy.
Bad. You chose not to
crazy.
Listen.
But you had a chance, bro.
We started off big with the Bible, and you understand you're supposed to be a God-fearing
man. That's real life. I live by the word in real life, but here,
that's real.
This is just fun. This is, you're going to get buried, bro. It's all good.
It's not
still
all good.
Really be alive. They're not really killing you.
Don't tell them it's all good. It's not. It's going to be really bad. It's going to be a casket slap, which he fears very badly.
Man.
Then the casket's going to be tipped over. Then someone suggested urinating on the casket and the corpse,
man.
Which is just brutal. And then the dragon will come in and breathe
fire
all
over. Have
you
said some crazy things about people? People are going to come in here and kill you?
He said some crazy things about this warrior run is why people are so up in arms.
What have I said?
They are literally going to egg him at the parade if he's on the float again, they've said.
Listen, can I tell you something?
Wow.
Can I tell you
what? I didn't laugh at that.
I said the Dubs with big man Cousins being hurt, and I said the East, the way it's playing, I said they won't win the title. So, and I said, especially without KD, and I said, without KD, if they do win it, I'm going to spend $4,000 at a bar and let the listeners come out because I want to be wrong. That's what, and they want to egg me because I made that take. I mean, how is
he trying to buy his way out of it?
That's eggable. That's eggable.
Yeah. Highly eggable.
Hey, Clay, you've been out on that program.
What's wrong with you today? Man, you are in a.
I'm just being real.
Kalen has been out on that parade route, too. He knows how many eggs could be headed your way.
We're talking, that's real.
We're talking thousands.
So you're going to be a homer? So you're going to be
I'm not going to be a homer. So I'm just looking at what I've seen in the past. I saw them play really well without KD. And I'm not
going to
be the one. And I'm not going to be the one to say they can't. This group has championship swagger. They have confidence. And they understand how to play without KD. I'm not saying they're better without KD. They're way better with KD. KD is unguardable. You need him. But if you don't have him out there, I'm not going to be the one to say they can't win the championship. They know what they have to do. Now, it's just about not turning the ball over. They've struggled against length at times and then making sure they rebound. Hopefully, they get some reinforcements back. Maybe Cousins comes back. They said he's closer than KD. But I'm not going to say they can't win it. Not going to do it.
That's just wonderful. That's wonderful analysis.
So if Cousins...
Sensible. Reasonable, well said. He looks good in the process.
What part didn't he say that I said, haven't been saying the whole time?
Here's what you've been saying.
You said they can't win.
They can't win it. I'm not beating a knee. It's going seven, folks.
That part. That's the part Clinton didn't say.
He has a lot of defiance right there.
That was Portland.
Maybe we'll hear it again just to confirm.
They can't win it. I'm not beating a knee. It's going seven, folks.
Pretty cut and dry there.
Man.
And now you got the bench rolling too?
Cooking.
They're playing inspired basketball. You got bragging Quinn Cook throwing hezzies at people and McKinney coming in. Offensive rebounding.
Throwing hezzies. I like that.
Just what I was talking about.
Throwing hezzies. I like that. I'm going to borrow that.
They need Andre Iguodala to come back healthy. I don't know what was happening with him. But
MRI negative, but we're not sure if he's going to play tonight. I will say this. It was uniform across the board. Warriors were a 3.5-point favorite. You just saw the entire screen light up and move down to three.
Right.
All of them moved at the same time. So that was that's what they call a coordinated attack. All the sports books moving at the same time. So either a major player fired on a site, everyone saw it, knows it's a major player, and they all adjusted at the same time, or they all got hit right around the same time. But something just happened there.
And that's Portland money coming in, is what you're saying.
That would be Portland
money.
For it
to go to three.
And the question is someone trying to dummy it down to come back even bigger on the Warriors, or is someone taking advantage of the opportunity there saying, you know what, Portland's the play, we're playing at 3.5. You're firing on what?
I'm firing on the Dubs even more. I'm already loaded up on, I'm firing anymore. You got to realize.
Good emotional hedge. If you end up getting casket slapped tomorrow, at least you have some money in your pocket for it. It's a smart play.
I'm paid.
Yeah.
Sorry. You think about where the Warriors at tonight, and you think about especially, and here's the thing. I didn't start making the financial contribution on the Warriors until pretty much yesterday where I even went a little bit more in, especially once I seen that Toronto game over and they won that game. You as a player, what are you thinking when you see Toronto? You're pulling for Toronto to pull that, make the extend that series. Tonight is a very, very big game for the Warriors. The Warriors, I think they're looking at it. They're watching. They know what's going on. They want to get healthy. They believe rest is important. I do not think this Warrior team is going to go out there and say, okay, if we win this, we lose, we get to go home, we got them. I just think you're going to see an inspired Warrior team. This is going to be the first time. I don't think they're going to be trailing at halftime. I think they start off well, and I don't believe they're going to trail at halftime either. Lock it up.
Whoa.
No, it's just being real.
I think they'll probably come out with a sense of urgency to get this thing over with so they can – have more time to rest up and get healthy. And we talked about it. The key is that second quarter when they get down and the Portland Trailblazers really attack and they get a big lead. If they can at least keep that quarter close and just keep the game manageable, because obviously they can come back from a big lead, and they've shown that in this series a couple times. But on the road, you don't want to keep doing that. So you've done that once.
I agree.
If you can come out stronger, maybe have a huge first quarter. So if the Portland Trailblazers cut into the lead in the second quarter, maybe you just go into halftime and it's a two-point deficit or something like that, or maybe a tie ball game, and then you come out in the third quarter and hopefully play the same way and get more aggressive on the defensive side, throw the double teams. They still got to commit to CJ and Damian Lillard, making sure they're seeing bodies. Hopefully the bench comes to play again. Hopefully they have a good shooting night. Hopefully they keep the turnovers down, because turnovers hurt you worse on the road. They can do all those things, man. It could be a sweep.
Play,
I think they'll have a sweep.
Who do you like tonight? If you like to predict it tonight, who do you like? You like the Warriors to win it?
I like the Warriors again.
How are you going to go against them based on what you've seen?
The Blazers haven't shown me anything. Like, I think they will try to fight for a while, but honestly, they don't look like they're in as good a shape as the Warriors. It only looks like they can do it for a half, maybe. And they can be intense and aggressive for a half on the defensive side, because there was a point in that game three where I was going, the Portland Trailblazers look a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
And that was in the second quarter, but then the Warriors turn it on and Portland has no answer. So
who scores more tonight, Clay or Steph?
How do you go against Steph?
Clay.
He's 35 or more in all three games.
Do you still feel like Clay's
you want to bet against that?
Lowball Clay?
I would never say that they would lowball him.
Do you want to bend the knee on that?
You want to bend the knee on that?
You want to bend the knee?
We got
a chance to
go.
Get out of it late in the show. Good opportunity.
No, it's good.
Listen, the Warriors can give him 190, and you talked about other teams being able to give him 140 over 4 years. But I think it's also the amount per year. And there's only, like, what, $3 million wiggle room there for per year.
Sure. Because
Clay's one of those guys, we're just talking about Draymond. He's going to take care of his body. So he'll bet on himself. If you give him 170, that's still less than what other teams can offer him per year.
Yeah, for a guy who's shooting 40% from the floor. Sure, go ahead and give him the max.
See?
Tonight, Portland wins. Portland wins tonight.
So he's not worth the max.
Okay, Clay, Portland wins tonight?
You can throw on all the stats you want, and I simply put one stat out there. Guys, 8 for 20, which is 40%, by the way.
8 for 20 in what, one game?
What about his D?
What
about everything else he brings? What about him chasing people down
tonight,
and blocking people from behind?
Lowe's envelope gets skinnier. They're going
to
do it for Dame.
This guy.
They want Dame to go back to Oakland, Kalena. Portland plays motivated. And, oh, by the way.
Cash.
Yes, cash money. Straight cash, homie. You notice that Portland made an adjustment.
Donuts or breakfast out there. Shows us all his winnings. Doesn't pick up the tab for anything.
They figured something out with the Myers-Leonard in and the Enes Kanter out. Portland's adjustment plus their desire to get Dame back to Oakland one more time. Take Portland.
There's the mindset tonight. Let's do it for Dame. Let's let him lose in Oakland so he can feel good about
let him play
having
there one more time.
I don't even know if Dame wants to keep going. His ribs are separated.
Yeah,
his ribs aren't connected
anymore. Pretty hard. He's still out there playing ball.
You don't bend the knee and then act defiant.
Thank you.
I bet the knee on a different bet. I'm riding with Warriors in five.
He's like, I'm not bending the knee twice. I'm sticking with one at least.
I'll take your action tonight. You want to go Portland?
Oh, a little side action?
Whatever you want.
You'll give him five.
Yes, I'll give you five.
Reach into the envelope.
Thank you.
Turn around and do something nice for the people who prop you up all day. Don't try to point that at me. I'm talking about you and them.
Show's done. Bet 162. We got to get that out. Down a season high 1,700 going into the weekend. We've brought it down to 1,300. There were a couple winners this weekend. Still very much in the red. Down to 1,300. Soroka and Suarez today, 9:45 p.m. It's one of those 6:45 Pacific starts. We're going to go under 7.5. It's -105, just -105. So two units, risk 210 to win 200 on the under 7.5 runs in the Giants and Braves game tonight.
Good luck. We're all rooting for
Don't lead it. Don't lead it. Like I've said, even Hitler had supporters.
And on that note,
that's it. We're done. Kalena, wow. Great stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming in as always and for tolerating whatever it is this is these
always
days.
Always a good time.
Do you have something you want to say to him?
Oh, come on. Hello?
Nice.
Wow, Logan's crop dusted on the tough
all
hour.
The time.
We're done. Steady and Guru next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Go Warriors. Have a great night, everyone. Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.